of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the two main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those two items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, a program that introduces you to our country's most admired entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who have overcome major obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Folks, today's story is one of those American classics, a true Horatio Alger story of a man who has built a fortune of over $2 billion from absolutely nothing, and now is compelled to give almost all of it away. John Huntsman is recognized as one of the most generous people in America, and here to share a story of creating the world's largest privately held chemical company, the Huntsman Corporation, and also the wisdom of integrity as his moral compass from day one when John Huntsman started out with absolutely nothing. A lot of his wisdom and thoughts can be found in a book, Winners Never Cheat, Everyday Values We Learned as Children But May Have Forgotten, by our guest today, John Huntsman. John, it is an honor and a privilege. Welcome to Legends of Success.
Well, John, thank you so much. It's a great honor to be part of your show, and thank you for doing this type of a show to allow all of us to see the goodness in people.
Well, John, I tell you, when I started this program, and as our regular listeners know, that we always try to accentuate, you're well-placed on the Forbes 400. It's public knowledge, but that's not our main measuring stick here. That's not our litmus test. Our litmus test is to show how people can start out like you did, John, and we'll talk about that in a second, from such humble beginnings. And if you can make it to the top with integrity and by doing the right thing, and if folks hear that example, folks, we're not saying that you listen to John Huntsman, you'll become a billionaire. But my Lord, if you start out with the humble beginnings that John Huntsman started with, you should at least be able to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get out of some kind of trouble or humble times. Does that make sense, John?
Oh, I think it certainly does. And sometimes we have a great tendency to measure success in financial terms. And I've always thought that perhaps the greatest element of success is, and excuse me and your audience for saying this, but it's when I go to funerals, and I've attended many funerals, hundreds of them in my life, and spoken at many of them, and I just love it when you go to funerals and people talk about the graciousness and the goodness and the kindness and the charity of the person, the deceased person. And they don't have to worry about whether he did any good or she did any good or whether they, in fact, were kind or gracious. That's what their whole life's about, and that's so much more important in today's world than whether they're a millionaire or whether they're a billionaire. I know that all sounds glamorous, and starting from nothing, I've been through those steps. But I hope at my funeral they can say, he was a good man. He was kind. He was gracious. And one of the chapters in my book is entitled Graciousness is Next to Godliness. And so excuse me for getting off on that, John. I just wanted to be sure that we could define what success means, because sometimes it isn't always in financial terms.
Well, that's right. And you're just backing up and substantiating a point we're trying to make. And again, folks, here's an example of a man that started with absolutely nothing. And John Huntsman has just described to you that it sounds like, I guess what we're alluding to, we'll get into today, John, that maybe your second major goal was accumulating the assets, but your major goal is giving them all away.
Well, I think so. And I think, John, that one of the very difficult things for wealthy people, and maybe for many people, even if they're not wealthy, is to be considerate and interested in giving things away, giving your assets away, giving away what excess you have, as it is in making it. And I don't think I've met a happy person who, let's say, is a billionaire, and I've met most of the billionaires in the world in my travels. We have plants and sites in 43 countries around the world, and so our business is very, very large. And I don't know that I've met many happy folks who have not been charitable and shared what they had with others. There are a lot of wealthy folks there, but I don't know that they're really happy and that they've got an inner peace and an inner feeling of of contributing to mankind in some way. And so I think that's so important to us, that we have this sense of sharing and sense of purpose, even if it's a widow's mite and someone only makes $100 a week or $1,000 a month, some small amount giving to others just lifts ourselves and makes us such a different person, and it allows us to share in the suffering of others.
Hmm. And you know, folks, John Huntsman isn't just talking the talk, because I've done some research, and correct me if I'm off a little bit, but when you started out, and we'll get into this in a second, back in the earlier days, I believe you were getting a paycheck for $220, and you're giving $50 of it away to the poor.
Well, John, I'm embarrassed you'd even bring that up, but it was actually $320 a month, and I would pay my tithing to my church and then give $50 addition to that to the poor, because I thought I was really wealthy at $320 a month. And my wife and I started out, and we have 9 children. We, of course, just had our first one, but I didn't tell my wife about it for about a year and a half, and she thought, guys, I must have married the wrong guy. He must be out gambling it away or doing something. And finally, this lady came up who, with tears in her eyes, with these 3 little children, and said she's been getting this anonymous check every month, and it just broke up my wife. And from there on out, we've done our best. I mean, I'm sure we could do a heck of a lot better, John, but it was a wonderful way to start a marriage.
Mm, that's an amazing story, and it was interesting. I'm glad I dug that little tidbit up. You know, John, when we look for the folks that don't recognize, I want to get a little bit into your history, but give the folks an overview of the Huntsman Corporation as it exists today, the size, the sales, and why this is important as we want to go back. And by the way, I need to correct myself. I said you are the largest privately held chemical company in the world. You went IPO. First of all, congratulations on that. Is it successful?
Well, thank you. For 35 years, we have been private, and it was a small business that I had started. I'd left Dow Chemical, and I started a small business and made the first plastic plates and bowls and dishes that were ever produced in America, and made the Big Mac container and the carry-out plastic containers that we use all the time. Nobody had ever thought of those before. And I'd come home, and my wife would run them through our dishwasher to see if they'd crack or chip or break, and that was our research and development division. And if they passed the dishwasher test with our children, I'd go back to our little plant and we'd manufacture them, and we became the first in the world to do those. And then we just expanded in petrochemicals. Today, a lot of our products are go into tennis shoes, paints of various kind, cosmetics, soap and detergents, a lot of medical supplies and medical equipment, carpets, interiors for cars, computers, just about everything we use and see and wear is made from one of our various products today. We do about $13 billion a year in sales and are in 43 countries. And so it's been a wonderful ride, something we never expected, never deserved. But I just started it just as a little one-man operation. It's worked out just fine.
Just an incredible story. Folks, if you're just tuning in, our guest today, we're so honored to have John Huntsman, the chairman and founder of the Huntsman Corporation. As you're hearing right from the man himself, started out with such humble beginnings, making a little over $300 back then. Was that a week or that was a month?
That was a month, oh yeah.
$300 a month and giving away $50 of it after he gave the tithing to the church. Just an incredible story. John, we go back to, I guess, 1937 to Blackfoot, Idaho. Isn't that where it all began?
Blackfoot, Idaho. My father was a rural school teacher, John. He taught in a little school outside of Blackfoot that had 4 school teachers, and it went from the 1st to the 12th grade. And I was born in a little 2-room house. We didn't have inside plumbing. I thought everyone was blessed to be born near potato fields and in a little home that, where your dad's a rural school teacher. And it was just a great upbringing, and I was very honored to have come from Idaho.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we're going to roll this film forward, and you're going to hear the story of John Huntsman. You're listening to Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by the American Egg Board and the Egg Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We are so honored to have John Huntsman with us today. He had started out from scratch, absolutely nothing, and built the world's largest privately held chemical company. His book, Winners Never Cheat, is a combination of all his wisdom, pearls of wisdom, what he's learned over the years. An excerpt from Larry King, who did an introduction here in this book. From December, he quotes about an incident in December 7th, 1988. The lead story that nightly news was unsettling. An earthquake had devastated much of Armenia. John, meaning John Huntsman, John was riveted by the scenes of destruction unfolding before him. Factories and apartments in rubble, roads and railways little more than twisted pretzels of concrete and steel. School buildings flattened, frantic survivors clawing through debris looking for loved ones. Well, before he was finished, the Huntsman family had infused $50 million of their own money into Armenia and visiting the nation 24 times. John, we're talking about your humble beginnings. I can't begin to calculate how much money you and your family have given away. Do you feel that you were driven to do this? Where does this such a strong charitable intent? Time magazine named you one of the most charitable people in the history of America.
Well, thank you, John. I don't quite know how to say this because it may sound self-serving, but I think that when people are born without a great deal other than their good health and maybe good parentage and a strong faith and a great belief in America and our way of life, and they're blessed with success financially, they have an obligation. In fact, it's even stronger than that, John. It's probably more of a duty to return it in some way that will help mankind, some way that will help those who are suffering, some way it will help those who can't help themselves. And some people would say, well, that's very socialistic. And I'd say, no, it isn't socialistic. I think it's what our brother's keeper means. It means that we try to give back to others so that they can have some enjoyment in life. And particularly, John, the types of situations that have touched my heart deeply. My wife always says, you make decisions from your heart, John, not your head, and you need to make more from your head. And I said, sweetheart, life's been pretty good to us so far the way we've made them. Let's let's keep making them from the heart. But when I heard that story about Armenia, I didn't even know where Armenia was located. I had no idea it was one of the 15 Soviet republics. I had no idea that, you know, the people lived in a little confined area in the between Iran and Azerbaijan and Georgia over there. And we've been over there now about 27, 28 times, and it's just been such a joy. None of them will ever know our names, but we've built now about 25 high-rise apartments. We've built schools. We've brought trainloads of food in. And the earthquake occurred in 1988, and I'm not Armenian, of course, but we're still building apartments because I shook the hand. John, this is a point I want to make that's really important to me because I didn't even know what I was doing, but I shook the hand of the then Soviet prime minister in 1991. Armenia and the rest of the Soviet republics went independent, and so they no longer had communism. But when the earthquake occurred, they had communism, and I shook his hand and I said, I will not leave here until I've housed 100,000 of your people who were lost. And I told him this is what we were going to do. And so I don't know, John, I'm not trying to sound again self-serving, but it meant so much to honor your commitment and honor your word, even if it may cost you 20 or 25 or 30 years of work to do something. You just have to honor what you say you're going to do.
That is so important. And we live in such a litigious society today. Do you think the pendulum's going to swing back here, John?
I don't think so. I think we're in a world where, and excuse me for saying it, because sure. I have 51 wonderful lawyers working for our business, and I deal with them all the time. But by and large, we've turned into such a litigious society that, you know, before one goes to even buy a home or a car or something, a small appliance almost anymore, they call their lawyer, and then their lawyer, the other side, has to get their lawyer involved. And we've over-lawyered ourselves to death to the point where, you know, a simple handshake is no longer one's bond. And that's what built America. That's what made us great, is we would shake hands. And that would be a conclusive finalization of a contract. Our word would be our bond. When we said we would do something, we would do it no matter what it cost us. We would deliver what we said we would do. And that's what's made America so great, and there's so many people out in the hinterlands who still operate that way. But more and more, as I watch the scene, I see that attorneys, my brother's an attorney and a lot of close friends, but darn it, there's just too much that they've taken away from the simple elements of trust and reliability, and I wish they would help us and guide us more in letting our handshake be our bond and letting our word be our bond and saying to their clients, like Abraham Lincoln, he made a great statement about lawyers being one himself. He said, our first obligation is to let people work out problems themselves.
Wow.
And then call the lawyers. And I thought, here, Abraham Lincoln said that, you know, 150 years ago, and it's what we need today.
You bet. And you know what I find interesting? I know your background, John. I know you're a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance. As a matter of fact, folks, I mentioned that John Huntsman gave $50 million to Armenia. I failed to mention he gave another $50 million to Wharton. But the point I want to make here is that I had a very, very dear friend who passed away who was also a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance. His name was Warren Tischler, who started out with nothing and built the world's largest manufacturer of wrestling mats called Resolite. And in all the years that man did business, he told me he never had a contract with anyone. Every deal was done on a handshake. So I guess, I don't know if it's the Wharton School or the cut from the same mold, but, you know, here we go. Some of the finest people I've ever met did business on a handshake and try to continue to do so. But it is difficult, is it not?
Well, John, it is. But, you know, I still refuse to. Our legal staff goes crazy because I will not take them with me on negotiations. I will not
really
have them interact with me when I'm in the middle of negotiating a large acquisition. I'll call them in after I'm through negotiating and say, here are the points that we've negotiated. Will you now write this up in legal parlance? But I don't want you here negotiating. I don't want you changing anything. Don't have any loops in this contract that allows me to get out, or you just do what I tell you to do. You're trained as a lawyer. You're not a businessman. You're not a negotiator. You're not trained to run a business. You're trained to to help us enforce the law.
Mm.
And we sometimes forget that, and it's so important that the person who makes a deal stand responsible for what he or she has committed to.
Let's go back just a little bit, John. In the early days, you were born in Idaho. You were born to a very humble beginnings. Your dad was what, a music teacher? Your mom a homemaker?
That's right. Yes, yes. Dad was a music teacher. He taught several other subjects because there were only four teachers in his school.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously taught a number of other classes. But it worked out great, John. I never thought anything at all about making money. My only concern in life was to try to help my parents. And you know, I had my first full-time job just when I got out of the sixth grade, and then all the money that I made in junior high and high school working, I gave to my folks because I would pay the medical bills, and then the automobile would be my responsibility. And I thought every teenager has a responsibility for helping their families. And then my father went back to college to get a doctorate degree after teaching school all these years. He went to Stanford when he was 42 years of age, and I moved to this Palo Alto area, and I couldn't believe all the wealth and all the money, and nobody was working but me, and I was giving all my money to my parents and living in the student housing as a teenager, and kids were kind of laughing at me a little bit and saying, gosh, you're working all the time, and I'm saying, no, I'm helping my parents. They can't make it through school, and I just tell that story because there are a lot of folks out there. John, I know because we've given over 5,000 scholarships now to families, to kids who come from families where they may have one parent or two parents, but where their income is low, and where those kids, they may not have a 4.0 average, but they may have a 2.5 average.
Mm.
And the reason is because they're working through high school and college to help their parents. And I just salute them so much because they have as bright and great a future out there is anyone who goes to Harvard or Yale, and they just don't know it. Sometimes they get a little discouraged, and sometimes they feel that maybe because I don't have all this money and this great education, I can't get ahead. But I want to tell you, if you're working through high school and you're working through college and you understand the work ethic and you're an honest young man or woman, you're going to be a great success in your life.
Mm.
And that's I can guarantee that.
Folks, words of wisdom from John Huntsman, our guest today on Legends of Success. When we get back, we're going to find out how the rubber meet the road and how did he build the world's largest privately held chemical company. Only here on Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Jerry Lewis loves to make people laugh. But when it comes to muscular dystrophy and his kids, Jerry Lewis makes sure we all realize just how lucky we really are.
When something goes wrong with you, look right and look left and see somebody that's got it worse. And you'll get through this life. But if you think that you're being punished and something bad is happening to you and you are all alone on an island, my son, look to your right and look to your left. There's always somebody that's got it worse.
To learn more about the legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're so honored to have John Huntsman. Time Magazine named him one of America's most charitable individuals. He's got a book out, Winners Never Cheat. Everyday values we learned as children but may have forgotten. John Huntsman started out dirt poor, a very humble beginnings, but I guess you had rich values from your parents, didn't you, John?
I think so, John. I think that's a nice way to say it, and also my faith. I think we inherit, or we find, if we surround ourselves with a faith that we can believe in and parentage that, you know, they may not be wealthy in any way, but the main thing is, are they honest? Are they people of integrity? I've always thought that integrity is a great quality in our life, because we can't inherit integrity. We can only observe it in others, mm-hmm. and then determine ourselves what character of a person we want to be and what level of integrity we want within our own heart and soul and our own body. And we can't go back and say, gosh, my dad didn't have it, or my mom didn't have it, or my grandparents. We've got to say, that's something that comes with us. We don't inherit genes like cancer. I mean, we have these large cancer institutes and research facilities. And in most of those cases, 40% of them, they inherit genes from your parents or grandparents. But when it comes to integrity and character, that's something we have to each develop on our own.
No question. And, you know, before I get a little bit into the history again, I do want to mention one thing. You mentioned the word cancer, which is a buzzword for this story. John, quickly give the listeners the experience that you and your family have gone through with this dreaded disease.
Well, my mother, who was my sweetheart, I mean, she was just the idol of my life. And, you know, she didn't ever have her name in the paper. She was a humble mother and housewife. Her husband was a rural school teacher, and so she had nothing really. But she had such a great sense of love. She never said an unkind word about anyone. She died in my arms of cancer when she was quite young, and it had a profound impact on me. And then my father remarried, and his second wife died of cancer. And then he died of cancer, and I've had cancer twice. So we've decided about 11 years ago to try to put almost everything we have, and we've not put it all in, because we've got some other charities that we love and we revere, but we've put about $250 million now into the Huntsman Cancer Institute, and have had different matching funds. So we have we have 500 scientists working on different cures for cancer. We have the latest cancer hospital in the world, and we have about 1,000 people total there, counting our oncologists. And we are going to help stop this dreaded disease, and one way or another, we're going to find cures for cancer, because it's just not right that little children and young mothers and others have this horrible, horrible disease. So some of my analogies, John, forgive me if I use them, will deal with cancer and cancer patients, because I love to just go give them a big hug. Mm. And sometimes a big hug to a cancer patient is as good or better than chemotherapy or radiation or surgery, because it lifts their spirits and lifts their soul. And a lot of our researchers have told us that that's great medicine for them.
Well, you know, my father's a cancer survivor as well. He had bladder cancer years ago, and he stopped in the middle of chemo. And the doctor said, well, don't be shocked if you're dying in 6 months. And he just took a positive attitude, went on mega dose of his vitamins, and God willing, I mean, he survived all these years now. It's been 20 years. And it just, so what you're saying, attitude has so much to do with it as well, doesn't it?
And I'll bet, John, your dad is a positive person. You are, and you probably inherited a lot of that from him. And that is a huge, we don't know about other types of diseases, but we do know it has a tremendously positive impact on cancer.
Yeah, there's no question. Between his positive outlook in life and never giving up, ever, never giving up, and the same thing for my mom with a positive reinforcement, the greatest gifts I ever could have gotten. And, folks, I want to let you, in case you missed it, that wasn't a quarter of a million. That was a quarter of a billion that John Huntsman has given away so far. I guess before it's all said and done, John, your goal is to give away almost everything you have, which is ranked on the Forbes at over $2 billion.
Well, it is, and we have given about $500 million away so far. Half of that's gone to cancer, about a quarter of a billion. The other has gone to Armenia and has gone to scholarships and has gone to, you know, my mother was kind of an abused mother. I shouldn't say this. I mean, in the year I grew up, and so one of the things that has really troubled me a lot, John, is women who were abused by husbands, mentally, physically, emotionally, and so we've built some beautiful centers for abused women and children, and there are just so many great things that you can do that help those who, and all they need is maybe a few months' help to get over a cliff or over a bump, because some people think if they make a mistake, it's the end of the world, and they have to know that we all make mistakes. Making mistakes is not a lack of ethics. It's not dishonest. It's just human nature, because we're all mortals, and we're going to make mistakes, and we have to get up and pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and charge ahead. But during that period of time when people are down a little bit after they've made a mistake, or they feel like the world's crashing in on them, it's so nice to have somebody come along and say, here's something I'm going to do for you, or here's a little extra, or here's a little special memento for you, and it lifts their spirits and gets them going again.
Well, it may be the second chance they needed to conduct a positive life. You just may be right there to save them at that pivotal time.
And you know something, John? I've met very few people, and I include myself in this, who haven't had somebody come to them in their life. Like a wonderful Jewish family came to me. I'm not Jewish, but and offered me a scholarship to the Wharton School, and I never could have done that without this great family. I'd never met them before. They interviewed me, and they said, you're the type of young man, you're a rural boy, you know, would like to send you to college. And from that example,
wow.
I've now done almost 5,000 similar type scholarships, because I didn't have a 4.0 average, and they put their arms around me, and I've never forgotten it. It almost makes me want to weep when I talk about it, because you know, they're not of your faith, they're of a different city, they're of a different background, and yet they reached out and helped me, and so I think most of us have been helped along the way by somebody.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, John Huntsman, the wisdom, the golden nuggets, right direct from the man himself. When we get back, we will continue with his story. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, host of the Income Generation television program, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. Become part of the income generation. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-308-3000.
248-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
One-on-one conversation with the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs and business people alive today. This is Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success, and really, we're so honored to have John Huntsman as our guest today. John, as we had mentioned throughout the beginning and middle of this show here, John started out absolutely humble beginnings, very, very poor, born into poverty, but rich with values from his parents, and built from scratch, started out, I guess, with his brother Blaine, started out a chemical company that has evolved and grew into the world's largest privately held chemical company, landing John Huntsman well-placed in the Forbes 400 list of wealthiest Americans, but that's not the litmus test. The $2 billion net worth is not the litmus test. It's how he got there and what he does. And all we've been talking about is how much the man has given away. So far, we've racked up $50 million to Armenia. He didn't even know where Armenia was. They had an earthquake. His heart gave, and they poured out $50 million. He continues to house people there. $50 million to his alma mater, University of Pennsylvania, at the Wharton School, where they have Huntsman Hall, the big building there. And to cancer, the Huntsman Cancer Institute in Salt Lake City, we've added up $250 million, and he's not slowing down anytime soon. John, you started with humble beginnings. You were able to get a scholarship to go to the Wharton School. And when you got out, you had all kinds of offers to go to Wall Street, do top financial positions. You had offers, but you turned all those down to do something different. Why did you turn them down, and tell us what you did?
Well, thank you, John. I felt that I didn't want to go to Wall Street and quickly make money. I wanted to learn a profession. I wanted to learn something that I could take with me my entire life that would be more oriented toward my background. And having grown up in the rural West, you won't believe this, or your listeners won't, but I went into the egg business in Los Angeles, and I sold eggs for one of the largest egg distributors in the country that was headquartered there at the time. And in the process of selling eggs, I came up with the idea, and the company went ahead and produced the first plastic egg carton in America, and they put me over that along with over their operations. And I left, and then we merged with Dow Chemical Company because Dow had the plastics to make egg cartons. We used 100 million egg cartons a year. It was a very big egg business.
John, hold that thought there. We got to take a real quick break, and we'll continue. We come back with that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Legends of Success. Our guest is John Huntsman.
This is Legends of Success.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day?
Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy, because Budget Blinds does it all for you, with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And inspiring stories told firsthand by the legends themselves. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Our guest today is John Huntsman, who graduated the Wharton School of Finance at the top of his class, turned down offers on Wall Street, and began working for an egg processing company. So, John, you're having a pretty good track record in the egg processing business, but what was your next pivotal event?
About 8 or 9 years, I left, and 35 years ago set up my own business in plastics, first making plates, bowls, dishes, containers of various kinds, takeout containers, and then into the petrochemical business to where, whether it's pharmaceuticals or medical equipment or paint or tennis shoes or anything else, we make the raw materials for those throughout the world today. And I've just been awfully blessed and very fortunate, John, and I just want your listeners to know out there that we can never, ever give up on our own abilities and our own efforts to try. I don't know how many banks said no. I don't know how many financial institutions said no, because my father, being a school teacher, I'd go into a bank to get a loan to buy a business, and they'd say, no, you know, you don't have any backing. I'd say, well, I want to put up the mortgage in my house. And they said, well, your house is, you only paid $43,000 for your house, and you owe $30 million. And so, you know, you just start from nothing. But one way or another, if you keep at it and if you're honest, and one of the chapters in my book is surround yourself with people who are better than you are, and who are more experienced in some areas than you are, and don't hesitate to listen to their counsel and direction. And I did that with two or three people, and little by little we built this business from nothing up to about $13 billion in sales now. And as I said, John, I feel very lucky and very grateful and very undeserving. And it's my job now to give this money back and do it in a way that will help the most people, and we'll try to bring those who are suffering back to where they don't have to suffer anymore.
You know, it's interesting. Your very good friend Jack Welch said the same exact thing, and we've heard that time and time again. You've got to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you.
I found that, you know, good people around you, and if you go around to your employees, I call them associates, pat them on the back, those who work out on the assembly line, those who drive your trucks, those who work in your warehouse, and you thank them and you let them know how much they're appreciated. You know, people love to work for other people who appreciate them and who respect them and who give them credit for your success. And so I've always tried to share whatever we've had with our employees and with our associates, because they've made me what I am today, and I've got to help them all I can. It's my obligation, and more importantly, it's my pleasure.
John, it was an incredible story, you know, and folks, you hear the continuing theme, the ongoing theme about giving other people credit, which is another great attribute of the Legends of Success we've had on. Legends of Success, which is interesting, is not so much focusing on the individual success of our guest. I hope by now you're getting the message. The Legends of Success are successful for what they do for others with what they have. And it doesn't mean you have to have a billion. John Huntsman gave away $50 of his $300 monthly check when he had it. Now, he thought everybody else was poor, and he wasn't. And you know, John, it just shows, again, you knew nothing about the chemical or the plastic business, and all of a sudden, my records tell me within 18 months, you turned serious losses into substantial profits. Or am I off on that?
No, you're exactly right. And I again, it had not much to do with me. John, I just was able to bring in some very successful, competent people to surround me who I knew would help me and would give me advice and counsel, and I listened carefully. You know, you can't learn something when you're talking. You have to learn when you're listening. And so good listeners and being teachable is such a great quality. And when I was writing this book that you've mentioned several times here, Winners Never Cheat, it was such an honor. I just wrote it out in longhand, by the way, John. And
did you?
Even though it's printed by one of the world's biggest publishers, and I sent it all in longhand, and they got a big chuckle out of that. But one of the top men I interviewed was Jeroen van de Veer, who's the chairman of the board of Shell Oil Company over in the Netherlands. And I've known Jeroen for many, many years. And he says the most important ingredient for success in today's business world, or any world, is humility. Mm. And I thought, what a great comment, humility. So few people have it, and yet he put that down as number one.
Isn't that incredible? You know, folks, you're probably tuning in. You've been listening to our story here with John Huntsman today, and you're probably saying, hey, John Resnick, this isn't our typical format. We've usually gone down the road with a lot of business by now. Well, I'm going to tell you, during our breaks we took, I had asked John Huntsman, our guest today, he has such rich dialogue and content to share that I don't want to shortchange anyone, least of all you, the listener, by trying to rush this story and this guest. So John has agreed. The show isn't over right now, but John has agreed to come back because we're going to tell all the story, or most of the story, of how John transitioned and built the largest privately held chemical company in the world. But we're certainly going to pepper it with all his wisdom and gold nuggets of what he's learned along the way. Hopefully he can come back with us here, correct?
Well, John, you've got such a great program. Legends of Success should be all over the world. You know, we have plants in 43 countries. I would give anything if this was in China and in India. These people are growing so rapidly in the business world and in the Middle East. And I just commend you and your people and your show. And I guess I'd only conclude with this portion, because I do hope you'll invite me back, with this one thought that I've always kept, this little note in my back pocket, and it says, life isn't fair, but we should be.
Ooh.
And it's just always reminded me that wherever we go, we're going to run into situations that aren't fair to us, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be men and women of integrity and that we shouldn't be fair.
Wow.
Anyway, just a thought.
Wow. What beautiful words of wisdom. And, folks, you know, we are not rushing this story. This is just an amazing time. John, I just can't thank you enough. You are just a wonderful person, and I just can't thank you enough on behalf of our listeners.
Well, thank you, John. And I just wish success to your listeners. And once again, I have to say, don't worry about mistakes. Don't worry about stumbling. If we don't do anything, we'll never stumble. We only stumble because we're trying to move ahead, and we're trying to achieve greatness in one field or another, and we just have to pick ourselves up and keep right on going and never, never give up. I love that statement from Winston Churchill.
Folks, I also want to thank John Eldred from the Wharton School at University of Pennsylvania for assisting me in my research, Pam Bailey at John Huntsman's office, Lisa Berkowitz of Berkowitz & Associates, and also Peter Newcomb of Forbes Magazine for referring me to John Huntsman, also our team at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, and the beautiful, intelligent Billy Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
This report is brought to you by the American Ag Board and the Ag Nutrition Center. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to examine your dietary choices and determine if you are making the right decisions for your heart. You may not think of eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, but this nutrient powerhouse is a perfect pair to whole grains, vegetables, and other heart-healthy foods. Decades of research have demonstrated that healthy adults can enjoy eggs without impacting their risk of heart disease. In fact, a recent study suggests eating one egg a day may reduce risk of stroke by 12%. Dr. Tia M. Raines, Executive Director at the Egg Nutrition Center.
Everyone loves the taste and convenience of eggs, and they should feel good about eating them, too. One large egg has varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals and high-quality protein, all for 70 calories. And don't toss the yolk. It contains most of the egg's nutrients, including choline, which has been linked to brain health.
For more information on eggs and an overall heart-healthy diet, visit eggnutritioncenter.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected four different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the two main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those two items alone, I think there is a solution that